we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast today. And I do believe that it is official that summer has arrived. I came back from having to pick up my daughter the other day and got out of the vehicle to put gas in her car. And it was like, oh, mercy, where is that sea breeze? So make sure that you stay hydrated out there. We are in the full force of summer, I believe, at this point in time. And so you want to make sure that everything is up and running. If you have problems with your AC unit, there's a couple of people that go to our church or help bring us the radio broadcast. And I don't have their numbers with me today, but Creative AC Solutions and Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. Creative AC Solutions is pretty much right here in central Brevard County. Wyrick Air goes all throughout the county. And if they can be a blessing to you, whatever you do, don't put yourself in a dangerous situation with too much heat. When my wife and I first came to Merritt Assembly of God, there was no AC in the, or heat for that matter, in the building that we lived in. And we had jalousy windows and we got some fans and we circulated air. But I came home in July and my wife said, we are going to get an air conditioner today. And finances were very, very lean back in those days. The church didn't have much money at all. And we went out and we bought the biggest unit that we could afford, a window unit, and used that just to take some of the edge off. It was 120 degrees at one point in time upstairs. And so we needed some relief. And so I don't want you to put yourself in that situation. We were much younger in those days, and we really don't want you to be in a life-threatening situation. So if they can help, give them a call. You can listen to some of the podcasts before or look them up. Creative AC Solutions and Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. I apologize. I went off and left my sheet with that information. And my phone is in the car, so I can't give either one of them to you today. But we are glad that you are listening. It's certainly been an interesting week, a tragic week here in Central Florida. And today I want to take you to Isaiah chapter 14. This is where we were going. And so we're going to talk about that. Isaiah chapter 14. I do need to let you know, today is our vintage service at 11 a.m., and this will be our last vintage service for quite some time. We've got a number of our core people that are going to be gone for extended periods of time this summer, and so we are going to take a little bit of a sabbatical rest from the vintage service, and then we will be relaunching that closer to fall. Haven't set a reestablishment date on that, but if you would like to join us today, we are going to be singing, praying, and sharing the word out of Isaiah as well, and just having a great time. And then we've got people that are going to be on assignment by God throughout the place, throughout the region. We've sent six people to Haiti. Or not to Haiti, Guatemala, and they're in boot camp right now, out at Teen Missions, and they'll be going. Five will be going to Guatemala, one will be going to another destination, and we just launched our 65th year, sent them off with a tremendous missions offering on Sunday, and what a blessing. To Pastor Merritt Assembly of God, it really is. So I want to take you to Isaiah chapter 14 today. We were in Isaiah chapter 12 the other day, and verse number 3 says, "Therefore with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." And so let me just touch base on that. It is our responsibility to draw the water out. It's God's responsibility to make sure that the resource is there. The wells of salvation are there. They will never run dry. They will never be exhausted. Jesus died for the sins of the world. He is the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. There is plenty of resource that is available, and that salvation could cause us joy. It should be the reason that we have joy, that God is on the throne, that he cares for us, that he loves for us, and he has made a way for us. That should cause us tremendous joy. Not the circumstances, the things that happened in Orlando this last week. They were tragic. They were horrible. It grieves my heart, and there's no way to take joy from those circumstances. The joy comes from knowing that God is on the throne, that he loves us, and that when this life is over, he has provided for us beyond our final breath. And so it is our responsibility to draw those waters out, to avail ourselves in body, soul, and spirit of the benefits that there are in salvation. And so I do want to encourage you, be praying for the victims, be praying for the families. You might be thinking, Pastor Bob probably doesn't know anybody that might have been in that. You would be wrong. There were people that I know, and I went to people and I said, "Hey, do you know if they were in that situation?" There was a young man that I had the privilege of sharing the word of God with. We have had him in our home. We have ministered to him, loved on him. And, you know, at this point in time, I do not know whether or not he is safe, whether he's alive. I don't know. I haven't been able to make contact. We've lost contact quite some time ago. And so this is not a judgmental person here, because I believe that as long as there is breath in a person's body, there is the possibility that the truth of Jesus Christ could reach them, change their hearts, and change their minds. A friend of mine who pastors in Orlando testified that there were people who were patrons of that establishment on Saturday night. They weren't there that Saturday night, but when they woke up on Sunday morning and they realized what had happened, that they ended up in church on Sunday morning, a Bible preaching church, and they gave their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the way that I can draw joy out of the well of salvation today, is that there is people's eternity that is being transformed from that. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 14, and it's verse number 3 is where we're going to begin. And there it says, "And it shall come to pass in that day, in the day the Lord gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and the hard bondage in which you were made to serve, that you will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how the oppressor has ceased, the golden city ceased, the Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers, he who struck the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he who ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and no one hinders. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. Indeed, the cypress trees rejoice over you, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you were cut down, no woodsman has come up against us. Hell from beneath is excited about you, to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you. All the chief ones of the earth it is raised up from their thrones, all the kings of the nations, they all shall speak and say to you, have you also become as weak as we? Have you become like us? Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your stringed instruments, the maggot is spread under you, and the worms cover you. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations, you who have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble? He who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners. And we're going to stop the reading there. This is a passage that refers to both a man, an individual, the king of Babylon, and it also is very insightful into the nature of Lucifer, the day star, and that's just another name for Satan. Satan, at one point in time, it is believed to have been the worship leader of heaven. He is the leader of the fallen angels, the one-third of the angels who chose to follow Lucifer instead of the benevolent, holy God that had created them. Angels are supernatural beings. They were created to be messengers of God, to do his bidding, to always behold his face. And yet there were angels who were led astray, if you will. They do not have the free will that you and I have. And so when they sinned, when they fell, when they followed Lucifer, they did not have the opportunity for redemption and forgiveness and salvation that you and I did. Aren't you thankful for the gift that God has given us in his Son? Because we've all sinned. We have all gone astray. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that seeks the heart of God, none that seeks the face of God. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It is only by the grace of God that we have the opportunity to be redeemed. And so I want to talk to you from verses 9 through verse 17 to touch on some very stark realities, things that you may not hear, things that people would tell you that they're out of vogue. But the Bible is the word of God. It is the inerrant word of God. When God speaks to a subject matter, it's not a matter that's up for discussion as to the veracity or the reality of the statement. It is fact. God does not lie. God cannot change. He states the truth. One of the things that I say is a distinguishing characteristic between God and the devil is God will tell you what he's going to do. He will tell you the benefits and the benefits for obedience and the consequences for disobedience. And then he will do exactly as he says. Satan will deceive you. He will tempt you. He will try and entice you with beauty and allure and grandeur, tell you that it's free, that it's inconsequential, and it won't be until later that you discover that there are strings that are attached. And so I want to present this. I believe that the truth should be refreshing. The truth should be refreshing. Right now I'm praying. I'm joining in prayer for a friend of mine who has a family member in a very serious health condition. The doctor came in the other day and he did not try to sugarcoat the situation. They told the family the very stark reality and the very imminent approach of eternity in their life. And so they have made a journey up there to be with the family, to be with that family member, and to give them one more opportunity to change their eternal destination. This last weekend, my daughter was flying home from spending time with her grandparents. She had been in college for 4 years, graduated, had not been able to make trips out to see her grandparents in quite some time. And so that was what she wanted to do. Rode back with my parents. Then they took her down to see her other grandmother as well. And on her way back, the airline changed her destination and changed her flight and changed her time. And I was encouraging her. I said, you know, the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. And so you never know what bad thing God is preventing you from or what good thing that he is setting you up for. Do not panic. Just rest in the confidence and in the providence of God. And so thankfully, She is home. She's arrived. She's safe. She's sound. And eventually she will get her strength back because it was a very, very long day. It was three or four different arrival times were given to her and ended up missing all of those. Even the destination she was flying into, she was supposed to fly into Orlando. The best they could do was get her to Tampa. We want to make sure that our spiritual destination is the one that God has for us. Verse number 9 says, "Hell from beneath is excited about you to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you and all the chief ones of the earth. It is raised up from their thrones, all the kings of the nations." And so the perception, it may not be the intellectual position. It may not even be an honest position, but the prevalent thought in America today is that when you die, you're going to heaven. And the reality that is denied is that there is even a hell, that there's no one that goes there. Surely good people don't go there, not realizing that when they called Jesus good, Jesus responded to them and said, "There is none good but God." And so today, I just want to share with you what the Word of God says, and I pray that it will be refreshing and that it will open your eyes, it will get you to think, and that is that Isaiah, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, when he is talking about the most powerful ruler on the earth at that time, and the king of Babylon, he says this, "Hell from beneath is excited about you to meet you at your coming." And so it doesn't matter if you're a politician, if you're powerful, or if you're weak. It doesn't matter if you're influential or if no one's ever heard your name. You have a decision to make, and that is my eternal destiny going to be heaven in the presence of Jesus, where there are no more tears, no more suffering, no more sorrow, no more heartache, no more pain, no more parting? Or is it going to be that I'm going to choose hell over heaven? I don't know who said it. The question is not, why would a loving God send someone to hell? The question is, why would any person choose hell over a loving God? And so the reality is that there is going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth in hell. That's what Jesus said. It's a place of eternal suffering and torment. The only transition that people in hell have to look forward to is that one day hell is going to be consumed in the lake of fire itself. That is what the Word of God says. And unfortunately, it says that hell is not an isolated place. It's not a lonely place. The people are stirred to see who's coming to be as miserable as they are for the rest of eternity. And for this person, it happened to be the king of Babylon. It also describes this person as being Lucifer. Now, and it says in verse number 10, they all shall speak and say to you, "Have you also become as weak as we are? Have you become like us? Your pomp is brought down to shale at the sound of your stringed instruments. The maggot is spread under you and the worms cover you." You see, hell is a place of weakness. Heaven is a place of strength. There it says, in heaven there is no need for light, for God lights up heaven himself. It emanates from his throne. It's a place of weakness. If you are thrown into prison or into jail, you know, there's a pecking order that established who's the strongest, who has the strongest allies and all of that. In hell, that is not the reality. In hell, it says that it is a place of mutual weakness. Have you also become as weak as we? It is a place of weakness, and if you can imagine how humiliating that is, that the person who was the most powerful, most feared person on the planet at the time, that all of a sudden he finds himself common, ordinary, and he finds himself just as weak and overwhelmed by the realities that he faces as everyone else. It is a place of discomfort. I don't know about you, but if a mosquito lands on me, that mosquito needs to get off of me as quickly as possible. If there's a bug that is on me, I want it off as soon as possible. If I come across a path and there happens to be an insect there, it needs to get out of my way. That is my mindset. And, you know, down here in Florida, we have some very large insects. My cousin was actually born here in Brevard County a long, long time ago. Don't tell her I said that, but she was born in Brevard County before I ever thought about coming to Brevard County. My uncle was in the Air Force and stationed at Patrick Air Force Base. And one of the reasons that they left Florida was because of the size of the insects. It was the size of the insects. People aren't necessarily comfort around them. And here it says that it is a place of discomfort where your bed is made out of maggots and worms cover you. We are completely encased in them. I don't know about you, but that is a place that I don't want to spend eternity. It's an uncomfortable place. It's a place of discomfort. I would rather have the place that is described in the Gospel of John that Jesus says, I am going to prepare a place for you that where I am, there you may be also. That's the place that I want to be. And so it goes on and it says, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground. It says here that it is a place of humility, how you are fallen. A few weeks ago, we had a slip and slide event for our kids, out of school celebration. And they kept trying to get me to willfully throw myself down on the ground and slide down this slip and slide. And it's like, you don't understand. My body is not as young as yours. And when I do that, it hurts. It causes me pain when I fall. I've had a few occasions to literally be walking and blam, down on the ground I went. And I, not one time did I say, wow, did that feel good. Every time I got up and say, thank you, Jesus, that I didn't break something. And so I want to let you know that hell is a place of humility. If there are people that I have known, I've worked with, I've always been a light wherever I was. I've worked for a diversity of bosses and had coworkers. I worked in a manufacturing plant while I was going to Bible college. And there was a person that they had this mindset. They said, look, I have rejected Jesus. There was one that was an Assemblies of God pastor's son. And because of some things that had happened when he was growing up, he was very bitter against God. And these two people had this mindset that said, you know what? When I die, I'm going to explain to God exactly how it was down here. And he's going to let me into heaven just because of how difficult that I had it. We need to realize how blessed we are here in America. And if you have been wounded by other Christians, I apologize to that. It is a large club. If you have never been affected in a negative manner by other Christians, I would dare say that you're in the minority, not the majority. Just don't let that hurt change your eternity. And so it says, how you are fallen, O Lucifer. Lucifer is a name. It means day star, son of the morning. And it says, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. We're not probably going to get to the latter part of this today. We'll have to pick this up tomorrow. But the reality is, a lot of times we think we are in control of our own destiny, that we're in charge. But this describes Lucifer as one who has been cut down. That means that there was an external force that was more powerful than he, that he could not resist, and it humbled him and it weakened him. It was a great humiliating thing for Satan. And so if I can, let me end this program with that thought, but in a positive frame of mind, that no matter how ominous the problems in your life may be right now, the devil would try and convince you that he is more powerful than God because he is more visible than God. His works seem to be manifest in a public manner, as we have seen recently, where God's work, he works on the innermost being of a person. He transforms from the inside out. I'm not saying that God works in secret, but he works in individuals, and Satan tries to work on a mass scale. But I want you to know that God is infinitely more powerful than Satan, infinitely more holy. His holiness surpasses the devil's weakness. You see, mercy triumphs over judgment. God's grace triumphs over all the strongholds of the enemy. Whatever you are going through today, please do not focus on the evil. Don't even focus on the things that you don't understand. Don't focus on the timing of the situation. Instead, today, I want you to focus on the fact that Satan is a defeated foe, not because of you, not because of me, but because Jesus Christ triumphed over all the power of the enemy. It describes Satan in the New Testament as Jesus coming to destroy the devil, and that he came to destroy all the works of the devil. So please hear me today. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have been given a wake-up call here in America, here in Central Florida, that the enemy is not just focusing on other places, he is focused on this place as well. Today, you can experience deliverance from the power of the enemy. If you are playing spiritual games, or if you're in spiritual strongholds, today God can cut off the enemy's power in your life. He can give you spiritual victory. He can write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and instead of hell rising up to meet you, today you can have a new reality to look forward to, and that is being greeted by the Son of God saying, "Welcome into the joy of my rest. Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Father, I just pray right now that somebody today, their eternal destination would be changed. God, I pray that Jesus would triumph over all the works of the enemy, and that Satan would lose his grip in people's lives here today. In Jesus' name, see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."